Coach, last time we saw you, you were in Mobile with your coaching staff, locked in at practice. How much do you guys feel like you're ahead in the game because of that experience?
It was definitely a clear advantage to coach the Senior Bowl. I mean, to have all of those seniors there and have a chance to watch those guys in meetings, actually, you know, in install meetings, and to watch them at practice, you know, for a full week is a clear advantage. Obviously, now moving to the combine, it helps to have a picture of a football player, not just a guy working out now. You know, so I think that week of work is going to help us to find Bronco.
You're no stranger to those suites over in Lucas Oil Stadium, evaluating players. When you're there watching the guys on the field with John and Matt and the personnel department, what are you focusing on when guys hit the field? What are you looking at?
Well, obviously the physical traits. You know, once we get to the field, I mean, you want to see if the guy can do the job, you know, from a physical standpoint. The meetings at night are, you know, more about what kind of person he is and what kind of football IQ he has. But on the field, it's about playing football. It's about movement. It's about, obviously, quarterbacks. It's about ball placement, receivers catching the football, route running. So that's the easy part of the evaluation. The hard part is finding the right people for your program.
You mentioned those meetings at night, so important in the evaluation process. What separates, with a prospect, a good interview from a great interview in your experience?
Well, again, you know, our scouts and John and his guys do a great job of doing a lot of the background stuff when we get here. So when we get here, guys, I mean, we know a lot about these players, especially the personal stuff. So, you know, just confirming that. But the night meetings are really more about the football IQ. It's the first time the coach outside of the Senior Bowl has a chance to actually sit with a player and to kind of determine how high his IQ is. So those night meetings are really about football. Some are about personal, but most of it's about football.
When you were at your press conference earlier today, you said that you need improved quarterback play. That's something that you got to have next season. In your mind, if you get that improved quarterback play, where does this team go and how good can they be?
Well, I'm not going to make predictions, but I know this about our guys. We have good football players, you know, and we have guys who want to win. We have guys who are used to winning. So if we can improve, not just the quarterback, but in a lot of areas, you know, we can be a football team that can compete, you know, but I don't want to make predictions. That's not fair to our guys. But I know one thing, that last year wasn't good enough, and we're all focused on getting it better.
This time next month, your team's going to be drastically different with free agency. It could look a lot differently. How does that make things tough this week for you guys as far as analyzing draft talent? Because that roster could be so different in the next couple of weeks.
Well, that's why free agency's first. You know, we have time. The draft's in late April. You know, free agency starts in 2 weeks. You know, so that's why it's set up this way. So you can kind of get to free agency and kind of solve some of your issues. And the ones you don't solve, you go to the draft and solve them. So it's a perfect setup, you know, as far as how you can fix your football team. So no worries with worrying about who we sign. We want to sign good football players. We want to keep our good football players. So that won't have any bearing on who we draft.
Coach, we're looking forward to seeing who the next great Broncos will be here. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.